Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. If you've joined us on Monday and Tuesday, I know you're back for some more today. In fact, there'll be two songs that we'll be playing today during the special series of Behold the Lamb of God by Andrew Peterson, as Pastor Jason Schiffo is doing some teaching and sharing with us, and then we're highlighting some music. And I do want to mention, thank you, Brent Young, for being with us all week long. And if you were tuned in on December 6th, it was a Friday program a few weeks ago. He got to be introduced a little bit, but he and Jason both had a real passion for this unique work that Andrew Peterson created about 20 years ago. They've attended some of the concerts and have really been blessed by the lyrics and the presentation and the whole program that's put on generally on stage live with a number of musicians. Well, we wanted to bring you a piece of it through these broadcasts all week long. So thank you again, Brent, for helping host this along with Pastor Jason. We've been praying you up, as Jason will have a teaching and we'll have some great music. So stay with us throughout this next 23 minutes.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, listener, for gathering around again to hear the old story of the power of death undone by an infant born of glory, the Son of God, the Son of Man, as we continue our journey towards the coming of Christ through Andrew Peterson's Behold the Lamb of God. Yesterday we gathered around and heard the story of the Exodus, of Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh, you've got to let my people go. You don't want me to have to tell you this 10 times over. Denial ain't just a river, you know. We all remember Pharaoh, he just wouldn't do it, so the plagues came upon Egypt one by one. Pharaoh in that time was treated like a god and maybe thought of himself that way, but in this moment he met the one true and living God, and we know how that worked out. And the children of Israel cried out, the same cry we cry today to Jesus, Lord, let your judgment pass over us. Lord, let your love hover near. Don't let your sweet mercy pass over us. Let this blood cover over us here.
In Egypt, God chose a people, and out of Egypt set up a nation. So now we have to say so long to Moses and hello to the Promised Land. But before we leave Moses, let us remember his words. The true test of a prophet, says Moses in Deuteronomy 13, is that his words come true. And it's at this moment God begins to allow the line of imperfect kings to come. In fact, remember the song yesterday that said, Hello, Saul, first king of Israel. And God allowed a line of imperfect kings. Today in our song we'll hear, Hello, Saul, first king of Israel. You were foolish and strong, so you didn't last long. Goodbye, Saul. And this is all in order to bring a perfect king, the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, to wage the greatest battle ever, the sin that separates us from the Father. The song will say, But hail King David! And God promised David a kingdom that would last forever. Yet that kingdom split under his grandson, proving that our hope is never in men, but in God himself, and that our ideas of kingdoms are always so much smaller than the promise that God gives us in his kingdom, a kingdom that will never end. See, kings and kingdoms let us down. The song says, Can you tell of the one, this king who's going to come? Will he be a king on the throne, full of power, with a sword in his fist? Prophet, tell us, will there be another king like this? And God begins to speak through the prophets, those who come and they speak for God, the words of God to the people, calling them back to God, calling them to follow this God who called them out of exile, called them out of Egypt, called them to be a people, his people. And yet just like us, the story takes twists and it takes turns, always God's people struggling to come near to this God and moving away from this God. The prophets continually crying out. And we come to the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah speaking from God and for God. utters the most powerful words in the Bible alluding to this coming king. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 52 and 53. I love how Warren Wiersbe calls it the ascension of Mount Everest. J. Vernon McGee called it a photograph of the cross. He had no form of majesty that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. Isaiah 52 and 53 tell us, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And by his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for this generation who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth." These words in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, speak of Jesus Christ. The words that we'll sing in a few minutes, "From you, O Bethlehem, small among Judah, a ruler will come, ancient and strong." Out of these ancient words will come this ruler. F.C. Jennings says this quote I love. He says, "We are now standing in these words of Isaiah 53 on the very threshold of the Holy of Holies of God's story." Charles Ryrie, commenting on Isaiah 52, writes, "This is one of the most treasured and important passages in the Old Testament. These verses present the servant suffering vicariously for men's sins. The traditional Jewish interpretation understood this passage to be speaking of the Messiah, and of course, as did early Christians who believed Jesus to be their Messiah. And just as John the Baptist will later proclaim, 'Behold the Lamb of God,' Isaiah 52:13, this servant song begins with, 'Behold, behold, my servant shall act wisely, and he shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them, they see. And that which they have not heard, they understand.'" These are the same words that in Isaiah 6 are proclaimed in Matthew chapter 13, in Acts chapter 28. "He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says, because the Spirit continually whispers the name of Jesus."
Didn't last long. Goodbye, Saul. Oh, but hail, King David. Tell us, will there be another king like this? Full of wisdom, full of strength, the hearts of the people are his. Prophet, tell us, will there be another king like this? And Isaiah said, he'll bear no beauty or glory, rejected, despised, a man of such sorrow will cover our eyes. Take up our sickness and carry our tears. For his people, he will be pierced. He'll be crushed for our evils, our punishment field. And by his wounds, we will be healed. We will be healed from you, O Bethlehem, small among Judah. A ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem, small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem, small among Judah, a ruler will come. Ancient and strong from you, O Bethlehem, small among Judah. Ancient and
Jesus would come through David's lineage as the son of David, David who is a shepherd from Bethlehem. The people desired a king like the nations with power and influence, but the promise of God is for a king that will reign forever in our hearts. I like how David's desire was for God, and he came to God wanting to build a house, and God's response to him was, "No, I'll build you a house, and I'll give you a forever kingdom." We won't naturally desire this king. Our flesh is not drawn to him. But regardless of our desires, he will indeed bear our burdens and be crushed for our evils. And by his wounds alone, we will be healed. And a way will be made for us back to God. The first step in that journey of deliverance is repentance, of us realizing and admitting our need for him, crying out, reaching to God who already has an arm stretched out to us. Just as the angel told Mary when she said to name him Jesus, she said he'll save his people from his sins. But the first step is for us to realize we need deliverance. We need a deliverer.
captor is no Pharaoh on the Nile. Our toil is neither mud nor brick nor sand. Our ankles bear no calluses from chains, yet Lord, we're bound. Imprisoned here, we dwell in our own land. Deliver us, O Yahweh, hear our cry, and gather us beneath your wings tonight. Our sins, they are more numerous than all the lambs we slay. Our shackles, they were made with our own hands. Our toil is our atonement, and our freedom yours to give. So Yahweh, break this silence if you can.
Something more than we could ever do ourselves. Hebrews chapter 10 and 14 tells us, "For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin." The sacrifices were never meant to take away sin. They didn't have that power. All the sacrifices were training the people of God to look to God for their true salvation, pointing them to the greater sacrifice that was to come in Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 22, Isaac asks Abraham a great question. He says, "Where is the lamb?" To which Abraham replies, "God will provide the sacrifice, the lamb, for himself."
But we are no longer slaves in Egypt. We are still slaves of sin if we are not in Christ. The animal sacrifice was a foreshadowing of Christ, but it was not sufficient. Jesus coming is meaningless unless we realize that we need to be delivered, unless we realize that we need a deliverer. I don't know exactly what Judgment Day will look like, but I know that when I stand there, like Isaac, looking for a ram in the thicket, then it'll be such a joy at that point to say, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
While listening, friend, I hope you're really drawn in the truths from this series of teachings and this great music written by Andrew Peterson, the series we're hosting all week long, Behold the Lamb of God. If you missed Monday or Tuesday's broadcast and only heard a part of today, they are all archived at greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, and we'll continue with this special series tomorrow and Friday. So be sure to tune in, and if those times aren't convenient, at 7:32 a.m. or p.m. Central Time, 8:32 a.m. and p.m. for our great Indiana listener, stop by our website, as mentioned, greatnewsradio.org, and look under our archive programs page. Now, maybe there's a stirring in your heart to find out more about this Son of Man, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. What better time during this Christmas season, this Advent time, to have your questions answered about the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us? Well, let me offer an 800 number. It's a free call. And there are some great folks on the other end that can answer any and all of your questions about the Christian faith, who is God, why follow Jesus, can the Bible be trusted, what's it mean to be a Christian, how could this loving, all-powerful God take an interest in me, am I beyond the reach of God's love? These and any questions you may have, or if you just want to be prayed for, these great folks will take time with you. You just need to call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. So make that call today. So join us again tomorrow as we continue this musical journey to the coming of Jesus Christ into the world. Behold the Lamb of God. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Brent Young with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.